There is absolutely no question that in many ways our culture and society presume that one holds religious convictions. The challenges of deviating from that norm, though protected from the very founding of our nation, are many, and they're inevitable in both public and private settings. And so many Americans celebrate the Christian holiday of Easter, and while that's going on, the organization American Atheist will be wrapping up its annual convention in Salt Lake City, Utah, and joining me right now is the president of American Atheist, David Silverman. David, welcome to State of Belief Radio.
Thank you for having me on, Walton.
I know how important it is for people to get together with people who are like-minded. I know I like that. I feel safe then. I feel welcome. I get affirmation and inspiration from other people. You've got an impressive lineup at this year's convention, and I'd like to begin with you just talking about some of the speakers you've been able to enlist.
Before I do, I would like to just reiterate the point that you just made. A lot of people who believe in God or believe in a God don't understand the fact that when they want to be with somebody like them, they do that every week, every time they go to church.
Mm-hmm.
Atheists don't get that. Mm-hmm. We only get that when we go to these conventions. So The big pull of these conventions, yeah, the speakers are great, and I'll talk to you about them, but the big pull is that socialization that you were talking about, because we don't get that. So it's the big draw to bring us in, and I still remember the first time I walked into a room full of atheists, and I'll probably remember that time for the rest of my life.
That is an excellent point for you to make, and I understand it fully.
Thank you. So we're having this fantastic convention in Salt Lake City, and one of the things that I wanted to do with this convention is to bring in breadth. A lot of people think that atheism is very narrow and that, you know, we're still fighting the myth that atheists don't exist. I've never met an atheist before. Well, of course you've met atheists before. You just didn't know it. So we're bringing into this convention people like Chris Cluey, who's an NFL player. He is the person who is suing the Minnesota Vikings for allegedly firing him because of his pro-gay rights stance.
Right.
The winner of Survivor Philippines was an atheist. Her name is Denise Stapley, and atheism was a part of that show, and she's coming. This is the second year in a row where we've had a rock star come. Last year was J.J. French from Twisted Sister, and this year Mark White from the Spin Doctors is coming as well. So we've got rock and roll, we've got television, we've got football, we've also got a man with an excellent name, David Silverman, but not me. There's another David Silverman coming. He is the Academy Award-nominated director of The Simpsons and Monsters, Inc. And he's an atheist because, this, as I've learned, almost everybody in Hollywood is an atheist. So what I wanted to do, and yeah, we're bringing in a couple of politicians. We're bringing in the executive director of SETI, but the big idea here is breadth, that we are everywhere. If you think you know atheists, think again. We're not just, you know, the people you see on TV. We're the people that you see on TV doing other things.
Yeah.
And we're all atheists, too. And we're trying to bring in the normalization of atheism.
David, I want to pursue that diversity thing for a moment, because when you get together, there are certainly diverse professions and so forth. Is there unanimity politically, or is there diversity politically?
There is diversity politically. However, it is slanted. I wouldn't say the vast majority, but certainly the majority of atheists are progressives.
Mm-hmm.
And this is because, in my opinion, the conservative movement has adopted these theocratic social conservative agenda items, things like anti-abortion, anti-gay rights, anti-death with dignity, prayer in school, all that stuff forces atheists into the progressive light by the millions and millions.
Yeah.
However, if you look at fiscal conservatives, if you look at the fiscal side, most polls put atheists as evenly split as far as conservative versus progressive.
Yeah.
There are a lot of fiscally conservative atheists, especially libertarians, the Ayn Rand conservatives. And so they're there and they're significant. They're not tiny.
Yeah.
But yeah, because of the social conservative theocracy that's embedded in the Republican Party, very few I'd say 10%, 15% of the atheists that come to our conventions are actual conservatives.
I have to ask you, how deliberate was the choice of this year's meeting place in Salt Lake City?
Oh, it's completely deliberate.
Yeah.
We go to the belly of the beast for our events. 2 years ago was in Des Moines. We do this because when you go to Christian cities, when you go to the belly of the beast, the Bible Belt, there's lots and lots of atheists there.
Yeah.
And they feel very oppressed. They feel very alone. And so we're going to raise their awareness, raise the awareness of atheists in Salt Lake City. I mean, you think of Salt Lake City, you think of Mormons. You don't think of atheists, but there's millions of atheists in Utah. And we're here to bring some light to that, and we're here to tell those people who think that they are the only atheists in Salt Lake City that they are very, very far from alone.
Mm-hmm.
If we were to take the convention to, say, San Francisco, where we have been, or New York, where we have been, what we have found is that people are kind of meh about it because, you know, atheists in New York, that's pretty common.
Mm-hmm.
Atheists in San Francisco, that's pretty common. But when you go to the places where the people feel oppressed, they come out in droves and they're very excited to see us.
You know,
and we get to make a bigger bang.
I think that is a demonstration of the compassion that you all feel in that strategy, because one of the hardest things in the world to do is to live somewhere and think you're by yourself. And I have to tell you, David, I went out to speak to a group at Salt Lake City about gay marriage, and it was almost as if they had never seen a minister that believed that gay marriage was fine and good. And I think you're right. You will find a whole lot of people coming there who've never had the kind of fellowship that you'll provide. I don't think we talk nearly enough about the personal challenges involved in being an atheist in America today, and particularly during those times when the entire country seems swept up in a holiday that's at least in part religious. So I'd like for you, if you would, to talk about how that affects families and other relationships among people of faith and no faith.
You have to understand, from my perspective, religion is the most divisive thing in the universe. It's more divisive than politics.
Mm-hmm.
Because religion, especially extreme religion, demands not only obedience but indoctrination. It demands ubiquity.
Mm-hmm.
So when a person raises a child, they are often told by their religions that if you don't raise this child to be a good, insert religion here, a good Mormon, a good Catholic, a good Jew, you're being a failure as a parent.
Yeah.
So when we're in a situation where, I mean, most atheists in this country are not second-generation atheists. They're atheists who have come to it.
Mm-hmm.
And when they come to it and they tell their parents, hey, you know what, you're a great parent and I love you, but I'm an atheist and I'm not going to go to church anymore, what their parents often hear is, you're a bad parent. You have failed to raise me as your church has seen fit. And this causes a tremendous amount of familial distress.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, one of the things that I have said many times is that any religion that puts itself above family is not worth time or effort or money.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most repugnant aspect of religion, than when it splits up families, but it does.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the worst things that we're seeing, especially in Salt Lake City, is the tremendous number of closeted atheists, people who go to the church, people who tithe, but they don't believe it, but they have to do it because if they don't, their entire family, which is all a huge, you know, victim of indoctrination, their entire family will disown them, kick them out of the house. You know, one of the things that we're doing, Wilton, in Salt Lake City is we're raising money for a charity in Salt Lake City that provides housing for kids who have been thrown out of their Mormon houses because they were either gay or atheist.
Hmm.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
That's a company.
Yeah.
There's a company that does that.
Yeah.
And that's repugnant. And this is the fear that closeted atheists feel. Now, what we have learned over experience is that most of the time, the parents do not come through on their threats to throw the kids out of house.
Hmm.
Most of the time, the parents rise above that crap that religion pushes on them and actually accept their kids over time. But a lot of times they get thrown out, and this weighs down this doubt about what are my family going to say? What are my friends going to say? What happens if I get fired from work? Those are real things.
Yeah.
It's real discrimination, and it is real bigotry. And it is something that holds down millions and millions of people from telling the truth about themselves.
Sure.
And it's one of the things that I and American atheists are trying to erase and eradicate.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Our producer, Ray Kirstein, told me that your wife is Jewish. And I want to ask you to talk about, I mean, what you've just said, which is so very true, even though it's harsh to know that that happens to people. But how does that play out in your own close relationship?
Well, my wife is the victim of brainwashing. She was raised pretty much as an atheist, but then her parents made the mistake of mistakes and said, well, the Jewish school in town is better than the public school, so we'll send her to the Jewish school. And my poor teenage future wife was brainwashed and came out of that school Orthodox. So she got better. That's how I met her. I met her in Brandeis as an Orthodox Jew. In fact, she was one of my early debating opponents. And what happened was she moved from Orthodoxy to Reform Judaism, which made her compatible to live with me. And we have been living in a mixed marriage since then. We've got 23 years under our belt now. So her parents never gave me any sort of grief because they were both atheists. So they kind of saw me as a great big anchor for reality to keep their kid from going Orthodox again. But members of her family, they have problems with it, but they got over it. One of the great things that we did is we discussed it in depth before we got married. One of the rules was that if either of our parents got in our lives in any way, that we would stick to each other and put each other first. So when my wife's family comes to her and says, he's an atheist, her job is to jump directly to my side and say, this is our life together, and it's not your business who I marry. And that mentality shut her family up quite quick.
I bet it did.
As opposed to saying, I know, I'm trying to work on him, I'm trying to change him. Imagine if she had said, hopefully someday in the future he'll change to be one of us. Imagine how that would have changed my marriage.
Well, yeah.
But she didn't. This is my husband. This is my life, and you can choose your own.
I'm just about out of time, but there's one question I want you to answer, if you will, as succinctly as you can. When you find yourself in a situation where you're around people who seem like they've never met an atheist, or at least didn't know that they had met an atheist, and you have a chance to say to them, I am an atheist, and here is something I want you to know about me that you don't know right now. What is that?
I'm one of 20 million.
Yeah.
Or actually one of 50 million. They'll ask their questions about me, but the big point that I want to drag across to every theist out there is that they all know far more atheists than they think they know. That's the big thing that they don't know, and I wish they did.
David Silverman is president of American Atheists. The group's annual convention wraps up this weekend in Salt Lake City, Utah. David, I really do appreciate you taking time to be with us today. And I want to tell you, I hope we can carry this discussion on again, because we have, I think, a lot to talk about that is of mutual concern to us. Thanks for being with us today on State of Belief.
Thank you for having me on. Well, I'll do it again next time.